Today, my guests are Lisa Williams and attorney Harold Spence. How you doing, Ms. Williams?
I am alive and thankful.
Harold Spence, you are her attorney, and we're talking about a case here, a severed arm case. Ms. Williams is here, and this is something that we don't hear about often. It involved an Atlanta police officer?
Yes, it did. A police officer is like any citizen and has to obey all the same traffic laws that a citizen has to obey, except under certain limited exceptions. One exception is when a police officer is pursuing an emergency, has his or her flashing lights actuated, has his or her siren actuated. Additionally, that officer must exercise due regard in order to either exceed the speed limit or ignore a traffic signal. This particular Atlanta police officer failed in those respects. And as a result of that failure, Ms. Lisa Williams tragically lost her left arm.
Now, was the police officer working at the time?
It appears that the police officer was on duty. However, being on duty does not give one a license to injure or a license to maim. The law requires that a police officer must at all times operate a vehicle with due regard for the safety, health, and welfare of citizens.
Lisa Williams, what do you remember about that day?
Well, I remember the impact of the vehicle, the police vehicle hitting my vehicle. I remember spinning around. I remember being in shock. Bleeding everywhere. I remember looking down and realizing that my arm was gone. I didn't even know it. As a matter of fact, the female police officer who hit me asked me if I was okay and then started screaming, and that's when I realized that my arm was gone. I didn't even know it until then. I was in such shock. It's affected my life and changed my life altogether. It has had a terrible impact on my life, and I'm trying to pick up the pieces at this point.
I understand that you were an artist.
I am an artist. I'm an educator. Right now, I'm a safety engineer, and I have been working with young people throughout my whole life. I've been an artist throughout my whole life. It's just a natural thing for me. I'm a silversmith by trade. And before the accident, I was four classes away from getting my bachelor's of science. Before the accident, I had just gotten an award for $3,000 to do an after-school program in the community. And I had signed a contract with a manufacturing company. So all of that was happening before the accident. It's all been delayed or halted.
Attorney Spence, what do you want to happen here?
We want the city of Atlanta to do right by Ms. Williams. Under the law, the city of Atlanta can pay up to $500,000 for Ms. Williams' injury. Given the loss of a body member, a left arm, the $500,000 seems a pittance. It's not fair, it's not just, but it's what the law allows. And the city of Atlanta should do that today and should discontinue moving with that old deliberate speed and do right by Ms. Williams, and that should happen immediately.
What has the city told you? You've spoken to them, correct?
We have. We've spoken with the city, and while there has not been a no to our demand of the $500,000 payment, there has not been an affirmative response yet either. We've prepared a lawsuit that we intend to file within the next few days if we don't get this matter favorably resolved for Ms. Williams.
Ms. Williams, what are you hoping to gain from all of this?
Some normality in my life. I'm hoping that this will be resolved and I can get back to some normality of life. And I'm hoping that I will be able to get the prosthesis that I need so I can have a higher quality of life. That is $150,000 for a prosthesis. And that's where we're going to have an event on Thursday at the Shrine of the Black Madonna, hoping to raise money, basically because the city has not done what they're supposed to do, done the right thing by me yet.
Lisa Williams, Attorney Spence, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm Maria Boyington reporting.